Quite Roshe HaYeshiva. I wanted to learn with you a Rambam in Hilchos Deyos on the mitzvah of Ladovka Boy. Chazal in Maseches Ksubis and also in the Midrashim, as you all know, ask the question, how can you be Dovek Bashchina and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Oichla? And the Gemara answers one answer in Maseches Ksubis, and Medrashim give another answer. The Yireyim Lamashal combines both of them. The Yireyim in the mitzvah of Ludov Kavoy tells us that it is a mitzvah to be dovek to chachamim v'talmideihem, and it's also a mitzvah l'leches bedrochav mahu chanu nafatochanu. The Rambam, of course, learns that mahu chanu is from the pasuk v'halachta bedrochav, and the Rambam, when he brings the mitzvah of ledov kavoy in the Yad HaChazaka, which he brings in Hilchos Deyos, only mentions the Chazal in Maseches Ksubos, the Chiyavsha Lidovek Bishchina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Oichla, Ela Hidovek B'Chachomim V'Talmideya. What about all the other ideas of Dveikus Bashem? So a number of Sfarim, including the Slonimers, Rav Avraham Slonimers, Yesoida Avoida, a very important sefer. He says, Avada the Rambam believes that you should cleave to Hashem Pshutei Kemashmod. Of course, you'd have to understand, and I'm not going to try to answer that question tonight because we don't have the time. If it's possible to be Dovek Bashem, Pshutei Kemashmoy, and we'll see what that means. And he tainas the Yisoid HaAvoida that even the Rambam agrees with this. Then what was the question? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Oichla. Why do we have to look for ulterior, secondary, incidental relationships with HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you can be Dovek Bashem? But leaving that question aside, then what was the question of the Gemara Eish Oichla? The Yisoid HaAvoda says that the Rambam also believes that this is so. However, the Rambam has already subsumed this inyan at the end of Hilchos Tshuva in the mitzvah of Ahavteis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. When the Rambam speaks about a person who's totally preoccupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his mitzvahs, and that's the ultimate madrega of Ahava, and Oivides Hashem Me'ahava, Kol Shir Hashirim Moshel Hu Le'inyon Zeh, that's where the Rambam has that kind of Dveikus Basher. But this is a different inyan and a different nekuda, and that is not under the mitzvah of the Ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, but rather a separate mitzvah uladov kavoy. And I think the pshat is like this, that the Gemara, when they ask the question, and we'll take a look at the Gemara momentarily, they learn that if there's a mitzvah ladovka, devek, glue, that means it's possible to actually cleave. And that bichlal is not shayach when we speak of a bus of Adam on the one hand and the Ribbono Shel Olam on the other. But our, you might say, colloquial idea, when we use the expression Dveikus Bashem, we don't mean to cleave, because that's not shayach, Eish Oichla. So we mean Halicha Bidrochav. We mean total commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We mean constant preoccupation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But none of that, according to the Rambam and the Gemara, satisfies the Lashon L'davka Bai. Because L'davka Bayu, Bai Sid Bakun, and so on, that means to cleave. And cleave means a Chibur Mamash. So where do you find a Chibur Mamash? Elohi Davek B'Chachomim. With Chachomim you can have a Chibur Mamash. So therefore what we use, the terminology Dveikus, that has many meanings. But the closer you get to the literal meaning, the more you have to redefine it as Dovek, not in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Atzmai. So there are two Chazals, and as I told you, the Urayim brings both. One of them is Dovek Bidrachov. Again, there's that distance, that space. It's not Mamish Bashem. And the other one, the Gemara in Ksubas Kuf Yud Aleph, is that we should be Dovek B'Chachomim V'Talmidei. But the Rambam begins this halacha with a hakdama, you might say, which many of you are familiar with. Halacha Beis of Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos is this mitzvah. But what is halacha Aleph? So let me read first to you halacha Beis. Mitzvah sa'asei li dovek b'chachomim v'talmideyem. Kedei lilmoid mima'aseihem, so that we should learn from their ways. Ke'inyon sh'ne'emar u'boi sidbak. V'chiev sh'lo adam li dovek b'shchina. He begins the Gemara. He leaves off. He doesn't mention Eish Eichla. It's understood. How can you cleave to Shechina? Elakach omru chachomim bepirush mitzvah zu, hidovek bechachomim betalmideya. Lefikach. And now he quotes the Hemshech HaGemara. So how are you dovek bechachomim betalmideya? How is one to cleave to talmidei chachomim? Bechadei lilmoid mima'aseyem? Lefikach tzuch odom lishtadel sheyisa bas talmid chocham. V'yasi b'toy l'talmid chacham. In both directions. He should marry a bas talmid chacham, and if he has a daughter, he should see that his son-in-law should be a talmid chacham. V'le'achol v'lishtois im talmidei chachomim. V'la'aseis prakmatyo l'talmid chacham. To do business for him. U'l'hischaber lohen b'chol minei chibur. These last few words are not in the Gemara. It's a summary, a summation of the Rambam on all the ideas that have been presented, which were from the Gemara. What is the tzad hashoveh of Masi Bita l'talmid chacham? Yisa bas talmid chacham. Oisa prakmatya l'talmid chacham. Oichu v'shoisa mischaber imahem b'chol minei chibur. You bind yourself, you make a network, a mesh of bondings with the talmidei chachamim, that in every direction, wherever you turn, you are with Talmidei Chachamim. You're glued and connected and networked with Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam says, "Shenemar u'dofka boy." V'chein tivu chachamim li'omru. Is a remarkable v'chein. V'hevei mis'avik ba'afa ragleyem, v'shoysa ba'tzoma es divreyem. What's remarkable about it? So before I pointed out, I'd like to ask, what is this halacha? What's the paragraph heading for such a halacha? I don't mean what mitzvah. The mitzvah is a ladavka bay. But the question is, what is this mitzvah ladavka bay? Under what heading? So we would be inclined to suggest, if we wouldn't know better, and you heard such a halacha, and I asked you, in which of Hilchos Yarech HaZokah, would the Rambam put such a halacha? And I would suspect that the vast majority of us would say it belongs in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It belongs under the rubric of Gadol Shimusha Yosem Milimuda, and that is exactly what the Poshet Pshat, L'cha'ira, of Heve Misavik Ba'afer Agleim B'Shoisa Batsoma Es Divreim would incline us to as well. Shoisa Batsoma Es Divreim. But there's a chiluk. You can come into the Beis Medrash, you can go to a shir, and that's the end of it. But if you follow the Rebbe around all day, I remember once there were Talmidim that were very excited about going with the Rav, the Kohenel of Racha, the Maise Shehoya. And they got a little bit overzealous. Someone was in the middle of asking a question, but unfortunately the Rav reached his apartment and closed the door, even as the person's fingers was in the door jamb. Anyhow, he'll never forget that kasha for the rest of his life. Aber lemaisa, if you follow a Rebbe around, then you have a different darga of limud Torah from that Rebbe. There's no question about it. Having misavik ba'afar agleim is an inyan of Talmud Torah, just on a higher level than just coming to the shir. What then is this halacha doing in Hilchos Deos? So we see a remarkable thing, that the Rambam deliberately did not subsume this inyan under the rubric of Hilchos Talmud Torah. And even a chazal which we would take for granted belongs in Hilchos Talmud Torah, having misavik ba'afer agleim b'shoisa batzomas divreim, he placed here in Hilchos Deos. And in order to do that, he needed to give us a hakdama. And the hakdama sets the stage and explains b'vasachas halacha beis why it's in Perek Vav of Hilchos Deos. What is halacha aleph? Famous Rambam, that people are inclined to follow their environments and to be influenced by the people around them. Hein l'toiv v'hein l'ra. Derech b'riyosei shel adam liyos nimshach b'dayosav u'b'maisav. Dayos, machshavos, philosophies, ideas, values, u'b'maisav, and pu'ulos, actions. Achareyav v'chaveyav. Benoe keminig anshe medinosai. Lefikach, zorich adam lischaber letzadikim v'leishev etzel achachomim tomim. How does the Rambam translate heve misavek ba'afa ragleya? Leishev etzel achachomim tomim. You sit down for a couple of minutes, you don't get dirty. Your jacket or your sweater does not get full of dust. You don't have chalk on your elbow sleeves. When do you start having misavek? When do you have avak? When you're yoyshev tamid. So the Rambam's yoyshev tamid in halacha aleph is anticipating the chayin amru chachomim having misavek ba'afar agleyat. And the Rambam says, why should he do that? Kedei sheyilmoid mi maaseya, the yisrachek min harishoyim ahulchim b'choshech. Kedei shelo yilmoid mi maaseya. Rav Moshe, in one of his tshuvas, writes, it's not just the extremes. You should be dafka with tzaddikim and avoid rishoyim gemurim. He says, in every environment, there are people who are more tzaddikim and there are people who are less. And in any one of those environments, your chiyuv is to go to those who are more. There's a very interesting little tshuva about Eichat Timtza, where the kehillah is Nusach Sfad, and he davens Ashkenaz, and should he join them, or should he stay separately? And amongst a number of other points that he makes about Nusach and Bizman Hazeh, when there aren't established kehillahs anymore, everybody in New York comes together because of the Churban Rachmana Litzlan, so it's different. So you can daven your own nusach, famous sheet of Rav Moshe, except that which is betzibur, which is the koil ram as the shaliach tzibur, etc. But in that tshuva, he writes that the Rambam's idea doesn't just mean tzaddikim gedolim and rishoyim gemurim. Rishoyim aholech b'cholchim b'choshe. Means any time you can be mischaber to people who are more shomer Torah mitzvahs rather than less, you have that chiyuv of this halacha in the Rambam. But what is the point, Sfarim ask, what is the point of telling us this halacha, and then out of the blue in halacha bay say mitzvah l'schaber im talmidei chachomim shenema uboy sidbak? The Rambam should have said it already in halacha aleph, or started the whole halacha with halacha bay. Now the Teretz is the Rambam wants to explain two things, which are of course tali zebazeh. In terms of his own seder, why is it in Hilchos Deos and not in Hilchos Talmud Torah? And number two, what is the true pshat and havana of hidavik b'chachomim v'talmideim ha'iseh prakmatya ma'asi bitoy mischaber imayim v'chol minei chibur k'dei lilmoid mima'aseyem? So the Rambam says there are two dinim here. The classic two dinim. One din I would call Shma Bini Musar Avicha. The other din I would call Al Titoish Teiras Imecha. The reason it says Shma Bini, I think I once said it from here, why does it say Shma Bini in a proactive, positive, future sense? Come and listen to me. And by Imecha it says, don't forget, don't abandon what you already learned. It's mashma by imechot was already learned, and the whole question is whether you'll lose it, whether you'll forget it, whether you'll abandon it. But by the father, Torah Tzavichot, Shema, you have to come and learn it yet. So why that chiluk? Why doesn't it say Shema b'nei Musar Avicha v'Torah Tzimechot? Or Al Titosh Musar Avicha v'Torah Tzimechot? Now the Teretz is Pashut. Musar Avicha and Torah Tzimechot applies also to mother and father. But they're also prototypes. There are certain things that you have to sit down and hear a shiur about. If you're learning Hilchos Bishul, you have to hear a shiur. Not every Eichet Timtzah of Bishul you'll see on Shabbos, hopefully. And not everything that you learn is bechlal applicable to daily life. And there are Shor Shenogach HaSapora you can spend a month on. And Lemaisa, you may never encounter it ever again in the flesh. But Torah Simecha is how you live your Yiddishkeit. And La'afuke having to go to the Beit Medrash to join up with the Rebbe in Shir, Torah Simecha happens by osmosis, by diffusion. It's a metzius. It passes through the membranes of life without your even realizing it. If you are in the right environment, and the concept of having misavik ba'afa ragleim and lischaber imayim b'chol minei chibur, according to the Rambam, is that the hashpah of the environment, which critically happens when you're not even looking, sometimes by what is said and sometimes by what is not said. Sometimes ki ba'apam harguish, you can see a sneer on a person's face, and it already is a whole chapter of Lashon Hara, without one word being said. And sometimes a person can look like a tzaddik, and he's actually a rasha. And that whole hadracha of how to be noeg in life, and how to understand emes, don din emes la'amita, can be an emes apparently that's not la'amita. All the subtleties, all the variations. How is a person ever going to know that? The Teretz is mis'avik ba'afar agleyem mis'chaber imoem b'chol minei chibur. So what is that? What kind of din is this Torah Simecha? It's not a mitzvah Talmud Torah. It's a mitzvah which is a ladafka bay. But the chiluk is, it isn't chapter and verse. It isn't Se'ifim and Simonim, it's Derech HaChayim. And Derech HaChayim you have to learn from a Rebbe, and you have to learn from an environment of Torah. And if you don't have that Rebbe anymore, and you don't have the environment of Torah anymore, oy v'avoy to what happens in that vacuum. We see many times Bachrim that were gevaldik in the Beit Medrash here. Leilos Kayomim, every spare minute, back to the Gemara, back to the Rashba, learning Sifrei Musar, and then they leave the yeshiva, and a few years later they're married, and they're into the Lexus, and into the house, and they're into learning maybe, a daf yomi in the morning. And that's it. It's not the problem with the daf yomi. It's that there's nothing else besides the daf yomi. That happened because there was no mischaber imahem b'chol minei chibur. Maybe there wasn't a mischaber imahem even when he was in the yeshiva. But we are dan l'katzchus, when he had it, he had it. But it's not something that lasts forever. And that's a critical, critical yisoid. Even chachamim need l'schaber imahem b'chol minei chibur. What did Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma say? To give me kol kesev izav sheba'olam, ein ani dar ela b'mkayim Torah. Who was Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma? What does he need a makom Torah for? Adarabba, let him go out and be makar of everybody else. Now he understands that even Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma is not going to remain Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma in that place. And there's not opportunities for kiruv because he hears from the person that he doesn't have the slightest interest in the hashpah of Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. He wants the museum piece called Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. He wants to tell all of his friends and his neighbors, look who we have. We have Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma. And put him on a pedestal and polish him from time to time, and that's it. Hashpah man dechar shmei. And that's why he refused to go. But you know, it's an interesting thing. Then he starts telling him all kinds of pshetlach. Must have been a long trip. They met on the road. So he says, first of all, I'm not going. You can give me all the zav, chesed zav, the island. Avonim tovus, margolius, whatever it is. I'm not going. And then he starts explaining to him, liya kesev, liya zav, it's anyhow not yours. It belongs to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And then he says, and by the way, kesef and zav, if you have it, it's only of any value on this world. It has absolutely no value. It will not warm you at the night time, as it were. It will not go with you in the Olam HaEmes. Only mitzvahs and mice and tovim will go with you. Why does he have to give him such a pshetl? Now the teretz, I think, is that Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma wants to be mevayah to this person. What happens when you don't have a chibur with Talmidei Chachamim? When you don't live in a Makan Torah? How corrupt and absurd your values become. And he says to him, listen, you're trying to attract me. You're trying to attract me with garbage. You're trying to attract me with hashkafei zarais. You're trying to attract me with what's the exact opposite of my hashkafas olam, and totally contrary to Torah values. Don't you see what happened to you, that it's not a makan Torah? You want me to join with that? That's what he's saying. He's giving him a hesber. Look how far you are. Not stam that he wants to teach him the value of money and the abuses of money and the absurdity of money. He wants to show him what it means not to be in a makom Torah. There's a very fascinating tshuva of Rabbi Yehuda Ashad. The Ma'ari Asad was a Talmud Muvak of the Chassam Sofer. And the Ma'ari Asad, the Asad was a city in Hungary. His sefer is called Shailos Tshuvos Yehuda Ya'ale. But people say Tshuvos Ma'ari Asad. In Tshuva Mem Dalet, he has an unbelievable story, a Maisa Shehoya. He tells us a story as follows. In my usual way, I'll embellish it a little bit. But the Ma'ari Asad tells the following story, more or less. But I give you the address, so you're welcome to look at the original. Tshuva Mem Dalet. The Ma'ari Asad writes that he just got a letter from a certain individual, obviously a Talmud Chacham, from the city of Tirnal, whose son-in-law happens to be a Talmud of the Ma'ari Asad. And I imagine what happened was as follows. The son-in-law was going to his father-in-law, maybe for the first time, I don't know. And he had asked the Ma'ari Asad for a letter for Amlotza, saying what a good Talmud he is. which he wanted to present to his father-in-law. A kind of a, like a smicha letter. So he wrote in the letter, obviously nice things. You don't write not nice things in a letter. You don't write the letter. And he gave this son-in-law, this Hassenbacher, gave the letter to his father-in-law. Either he was already his father-in-law, he was a prospective father-in-law at the time, but he gave him the letter. And his father-in-law got livid with rage. And he writes back to the Mari Asad, essentially, don't call me an Ama Aretz, there's no Ama Aretz bizman hazeh. Chazal, if the din Ama Aretz exists bizman hazeh, he says, there's no Ama Aretz bizman hazeh. He writes, Nivhalti, Nishtomamti, how could I cause tsar to a person? This is his lashon. The Nivhalti Mishmaya Eich Polta Kulmasi Dover Hanaygeya Bikvoy Tayrasai Chas Vishalim. So he says he went back to the drawing board. And he looked back at the Gemaras. And he says, no, I was right. What's going on? The Gemara that I mentioned to you, Eish Oikla, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara has a whole discussion, a very pained discussion, about what will happen to Amei Haaretz when the time for Tchiyas HaMeisim arrives. And it was clear that there was tremendous Agmas Nefesh to declare that a whole segment of Klal Yisrael will not be Zoicha to Tchiyas HaMeisim. How could we do that? But the Psukim say so. Psukim Yishayo, Psukim Meisim Bal Yichyu. Those who are Meisim now will not come back to life. So the Gemara, like Baruch Hashem, they found an Eitzah. Amalei Rebbe Matzasi Lem Takana Min HaTorah. Kivan Dechazye Dekom Mitztoyer. When he saw it was Mitztoyer, how could it be that Amei Haaretz will not have Tchiyas HaMeisim? Amalei Rebbe Matzasi Lem Takana Min HaTorah Va'atem HaDeveikim Deveikim Va'atam adveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem. They'll all have tchiyas hameisim. Because even if they themselves are not talmidei chachomim, it doesn't matter, they'll be zeichet to tchiyas hameisim. The Mashal on the spot says, Moshe l'mah adavadayim is somebody who grabs onto someone else's coattails. When he goes, you get schlepped along. So the Talmid Chacham schleps the Amoritz as long as what? That the Am Haaretz is connected to the Talmud Chacham. So how does that happen? How does an Am Haaretz get connected to Talmud Chacham? How does it happen? What's the answer? The answer is, it says in the Pasuk, V'atem Adveikim. So we have to ask, says the Gemara, V'chi Efshar L'Dovek B'Shechino HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eish Oikla. Ela, so when he wrote to this father-in-law, who was an eminent Talmid Chacham, that with this son-in-law that he's getting into his family, he's the Chmasi Bitoi L'Talmid Chacham. That was his praise of the Talmud, that he's that kind of Talmud Chacham, that you are fulfilling 100% Masi Bitoi L'Talmud Chacham. So what did he write afterwards? What was the rest of the sentence? So the Talmud Chacham father-in-law interpreted that the rest of the sentence was, and therefore, Am Haaretz that you are, you still don't have to worry about your Tchiyas HaMeisim anymore. So he writes back, there's no Am Haaretz bizman hazeh al pi halacha, and of course he's very upset. Says the Mari Asad, you didn't finish the Gemara. Because the Gemara, wait, but he was a Talmud Chacham. Wait, So what's the rest of the Gemara? Kayoitze Badover Ata'imer. The Gemara continues. Kayoitze Badover Ata'imer. There's another pasuk which has Dveikus. Not just Ba'atem Advekim Hashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Hayoy. The pasuk says La'avos Hashem Elokecha Uladaska Bay. Again, the Chiyav Sholi Dovek B'Shechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zei Shoichlo. And again, Kol HaMasi Bito L'Talmud Chacham, and on. That's how you Dovek B'Shechina. Says the Mari Asat, you think I was making reference to the first Gemara. Of course, that's ridiculous. You're a Talmud Chacham. You don't need a son-in-law to that Tchiyas HaMeisim. You have your own Zechusim. But the second thing is a halacha, it's a mitzvah. Is there not a mitzvah of a ladavka boy? That to matzvekim is a fact. But here there's a mitzvah. The mitzvah is u ladavka boy. Who is mechuyev in mitzvahs? Everybody. And the aretz are mechuyev. Talmid hachachomim are also mechuyev. There's no reference here to ami aretz anymore. Anybody and everybody who wants to be Dovik Bashem cannot be Dovik Bashchina. And again, Dovik here means glue. So how are you Dovik? Ela Dovik B'Chachomim V'Talmideya. So even Talmidei Chachomim, when they marry their daughters to other Talmidei Chachomim, when you bring in a young Talmid Chacham into your family, you, the Talmid Chacham, Muvak, Zokain, Gadol Hador, let it be, are mekayim the mitzvah of his chabrus im talmidei chachamim. And he says, that's what I meant, and that's all I meant, and I hope that everything will be alright. We don't have what he wrote back. But I have a suspicion that this Talmid Chacham knew that there was another shtickle Gemara, and his interpretation was that is not the way in which Talmidei Chachomim are mekayim the mitzvah uladav kabay, and that actually it's sort of a machlokes between the Rav from Turnau, who was a balabos, I don't know, but he was a Talmud Chacham, and the Mahari Rav Yehuda Asad, the Talmud Muvok of the Chasam site. What was the machlokes? So just very briefly, because it's late, I just wanted to share with you the germ of the machlokes. Is really a machlokes Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam we already learned. How does the Rambam understand Oisa Prakmatyo LeTalmid Chacham, for example? The Rambam who does not have it in Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam who brings it in Hilchos Deos, the Rambam who speaks about Hashpa and the environment, what I call Musar Avicha versus Torah Simecha, this is the Torah Simecha Shabbai, and that's heavy misavek, because that's only happening when you're sitting Tamid Eitzel Tamid Echachamim, Tamid, not just by the Shir. What is the Pshat of the Rambam in Oysa Pragmatia? I mean, the Pshat is he does business, but what's the Nakuda? Chibur, Chibur, Chibur. And you see, that chibur even in business sinyonim. Oh, boy, do you need to know how a Talmud Chacham conducts himself in business sinyonim. In every great school, there are mentors and guides and people who are already established in business who show you the ropes and give you internships. The Sai Sim school, we should have Talmidei Chacham in giving internships how to conduct business. And we would never have all the absurdities that we have going on from the biggest business on down. It's only recently that we discovered that no business, Kimat, is free of corruption. Once upon a time we thought some businesses were at least free. And now we're beginning to wonder, the whole thing seems to be caving in. You have a WorldCom that's fraud. Okay, what's fraud? When it starts in the billions of dollars, and they defrauded the whole world and every one of their stockholders, and for years, that's a madrega. So you need Talmidei Chachamim for also pragmatia lischaber imayim b'kol minei chibur. But that's not Rashi's pshat. Rashi's also pragmatia l'talmid chacham, two words. Misasek b'mamon Talmidei Chachamim. He takes their money and he invests it for them. Why? To free them up so that they should be able to learn Torah b'menucha without dagas haparnasa. He's a supporter of Kailulim. That's what he is, according to the Rashi. Misasek b'mamon Talmidei Chachamim kedei lahagia liyodam sechar, in order that they should get remuneration, they should have profit. V'heim pinuyim lasek b'toira, and therefore they are free to learn. Reb Moshe and another tshuva points out that this shita of Rashi, that the Rambam is taka mechuluk with him. What is this? This is a halacha in Yisachar Zvulun. This is a halacha in Kavod Talmidei Chachamim. But it's not in the kud of the Rambam l'schaber imayim kol minei chibur. So I would respectfully suggest very simply as follows. If Reuven is himself a Talmud Chacham, why does he have to support Torah? He has to worry about his own dalet amos. He hardly has anything himself. Where does he have so much money if he's sitting and learning a whole day? And he fulfills the Rambam's requirements, l'mashal, of Tayrasay umanusay, and he just works to barely eke out a living of pas bamelach toichal umayim bamesura tishteh. Where is this person coming to be oisa pragmatio l'talmidei chachamim aliba derashi? So the teretz is, he's not sitting and learning. Huh? So maybe the second Gemara is also referring to an amaris. And that's how he is Mekayim the mitzvah l'dafka bay. He can't get close to Hashem, but he gets the closest he can. He's close to Talmidei Chachamim. He helps Torah. Whoever supports Torah is Davik b'Hashem. And that's, I think, what this Mandi Omar, the Rav of Ternoy, that's how he understood the entire Gemara. But I, there's a mitzvah l'dafka bay. So how does a Talmid Chacham fulfill such a mitzvah? He learned Talmidei Chachamim don't have to marry off their daughters to be able to fulfill this mitzvah. Of course they're going to marry off their daughters to Talmidei Chachamim anyhow. Because why should I get second best if I can get the best? If that's my value system, that's what I want for my children too, obviously. Otherwise there's something very wrong. But it's not because of Uladav Kavai, it's just the Mitzias Hadvarim. But how is a Talmud Chacham Mekayim Uladav Kavai? Look at the other Chazal. He Davik Bedrachav. Rachum Kanun Bal Chesed, Reb Chaim was a Gaon in Chesed, a Ladovka boy. But he doesn't need any of these other things, because he himself is a Chetz of Torah. So what's the point of supporting Torah, or getting close to Torah, indirectly, when you're as close to Torah directly as you can possibly be? But the Rambam learns that it's a matter of environment. And the Rambam does not distinguish what kind of person, because everyone needs environment. What happened when he went off to Dyumsis and he came back and he couldn't read the Torah Chodesh Hazeh Lachem? Instead he read Acheresh Hoyoliba. You cannot separate yourself. Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, im atonaisin liko kesef, I'm not going anywhere else. My place is amongst other Talmidei Chachamim. If it's a matter of l'schaber imayim b'kol minei chibur, then of course Talmidei Chachamim have to be mischaber with each other. And Memela, the Ma'ari Asad said, that if that's the pshat, then of course it refers to Talmidei Chachamim as well. And that's what I meant. You'll get closer to other Talmidei Chachamim because you'll have such a son-in-law in your house. I would just like to be Messiah with a very interesting question. People, when they are davening in the Beis Medrash here, I myself am despoiled. Everybody's Shmoneh Esrei is always longer than my own. and everybody davens, it's crystal clear that they have real kavana, and you can hear a pin drop, it wouldn't dawn on anybody to start talking in the middle of davening. Not in the times when it's even mutar, quote unquote, which it never really is, because Dvarim Betelim and Sicha Betela has no place in Beis Hashem, in the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's a Mikdash Me'at. But you never hear anything. It's just the Kedusha Uvetara. How come, and of course I'm not referring to the present company here, but how come graduates, not of this yeshiva, but of many makaymais, somehow it dissipates so quickly? And how come in so many environments, even when there are people who had a solid Torah background, somehow it's pandemonium? Somebody told me that a number of years ago he left that particular base, Aknesses, because of a Maisa Shahaya. And he said, I've had it. And he went to daven somewhere else. What was the Maisa Shahaya? In the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, somebody who was obviously immersed in a discussion and forgot where he was, got up to say Kaddish Yosem. In the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, he starts saying Kaddish. Well, that's the last straw. He says, I've had it, I'm leaving this place. But Rabbi say, that's wonderful. Because Lamaisa Yiskadal, the Yiskadal Shmei Rabba is not bad words. When you start talking about what happened to your stock that plunged, or the stock that went up, or you talk about what happened with the Yankees, or how come they didn't win the pennant. They didn't win the pennant? I have to remember what year I'm in. Anyhow, Bekitza, that's a disaster. And when a person says, that Rav, he never stops talking. You just can't stop him. Lashon Hara, Sinas Chinam, Bizoyan HaTaira, five words in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Shabbos, the Kaishi Hitiru, Ima Shabbos Hayom. Most of the time it's on Shabbos because they don't go to shul altogether the rest of the week. Or if they do, by the time they finish putting on tefillin and saying Aleinu, it's 12 seconds. So if that's the case, Rabbi, say, what happened? Tell me, explain to me, what happened? So I had a Gvaldike Heora Min HaShamayim. And that is that I've been thinking all wrong about this parsha from the first day until today. Until I started learning this Rambam all over again for this Musa Shmus. And that is, I always thought that as long as you're in a yeshiva environment, you expect to daven properly. It's part of the rigor of being a Ben Torah. And it's just unseemly and improper to do anything else. And you're excited about the Ribbono Shel Olam, you're enthusiastic about his Torah, makes you excited about the Ribbono Shel Olam, who's the author of that Torah. And then it peters out and it dissipates, and Memela, a lukewarm vessel, other things begin to fill the void. It's a kind of an entropy. You know, it just, that's the way it is. There's no longer any fire underneath the pot. And this morning, when I was thinking about this, I was thinking to myself, no, it's punkt verkehrt. It's because you're no longer amongst Talmidei Chachamim. That's the problem. And lo yitzuyo, you have a minyan that is constituted wherever it is, 20 years after they left the Beis Medrash, full of genuine Talmidei Chachamim, who are still interested in learning and are nizer in mitzvahs, and they really care about the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're still not talking. Even though every single one of them are quote-unquote balabatim who work in the workplace. And there are such minyanim. As hard as they are to find, there are such minyanim. You find many times Hashkama Minyanim in the same Beis HaKnesses are already a different Madrega. You know why? The same petered out. The same 20 years. The Pshat is that they are amongst one another. And what brings them together is that seriousness. What brings them together is a desire to learn. What brings them together is to have extra time to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Shabbos is a different Shabbos. And in concert, together, they create a koyach that keeps the davening a davening. I'd just like to be Messiah. How do I know all of this? Sociology, you know, it's not exactly the most exact science. So how do I know? Maybe it's not like that. The Teretz is, I'll ask you another question. What is the first capital of Tehillim all about? So first let's ask, what is all of Tehillim about? Hallel, yes. Hoidaya, yes. Bakasha, yes. All Mine Tefillah. Whatever you find in the Shemoneh Esrei, you find its parallel. The first Perek has no Hallel. It has no Hoidaya. It has no Bakasha. It doesn't have anything to do with any of the other Prokim and Tehillim. Nothing. And you know, if we were to find such a Perek, and we didn't know that it's from Tehillim, we didn't know much, but we knew a little bit about what Tehillim is, about what Mishlei is, about what the other Sfarim of Tanakh is, we would certainly have placed this first Perek of Tehillim smack in the middle of Mishlei, because that's where it belongs. Ashrei Yoyish, Loikein HaRishayim, this is Kamoitz Asher Titfenu HaRuach, etc., etc. What's the Pshat Rabbi say? How come it's in Tehillim? That a Teretz is, no one will ever daven to Hashem properly. Not Hallel, not Bakosha, not Hoidaya. Unless one thing is established beforehand. And that's what we see, as if it crawled out of the theory, as if it came out of the psukim, as if it walked off the page and confronted us with a full breath of reality. What is that one requirement? What is the hakdama to all of Sefer Tehillim? What is the, what the Rav used to call the sine qua non, the absolute unnegotiable prerequisite for tefillah to happen? You know what it is? Ki im b'sayras Hashem chefzei b'sayras seyege loy holach ba'atzas rishayim Bederech Hatoyim Loy Omot, and not even B'Moshav Leitzim Yashav. That's the Hakdama, because without that, no tefillah is ever possible. And then when you check it out, you realize that's what it is. You find me a Kiddush club that doesn't want to listen to the Rav, even the little Torah that they have in their Dalet Amos they don't have respect for, and I'll find you a group that doesn't know how to daven anymore. So of course they talk all the time in Hakachainik and talk nonsense, Dvarim B'Teilim, Lashon Hara, Rechilus, and Sinat Chinon. What do you expect? It's better it's not on the tape. That, Rabbi Sai, is why you need a Hakdama. And it's a secret. It's really top secret. Because ourselves, we would never make the connection. Tzvila, you're in trouble, you daven. Isn't it Poshet? Rabbi Sai, the whole world is in pain. Klal Yisrael is in deep trouble. Anti-Semitism is rife. People are torn, their flesh is rent from their bodies every single day. Families are broken asunder. There's sorrows from the beginning to the end. You mean to tell me that people are so blind and stupid that they don't acknowledge what's going on in the world? These people are busy with CNN all day, and they're busy with Ma'ariv and with Aretz and with Arut Sheva. Everybody knows what's going on. All you have to do is turn on the radio. If you can't daven under these circumstances, it's not for lack of pain. It's not for lack of fear. It's not for lack of worry. So then why can't you daven? There it is. Because the first capital stands in the way. Rabbi, not I. But I'm begging you, don't walk away from the Beit Medrash when you leave the Beit Medrash. The best thing is never to leave the Beit Medrash. But if that's not possible, don't walk away from the Beit Medrash and create and join up with communities of Torah, where people value Torah, where people consider Torah to be the absolute and most perfect way of life, and where people's Shabbos is Kedusha, not a day of rest, and where people's davening is a davening. Test it out with the davening. Go and check out the Beis Medrash, and then you'll see the matzav. Because that's the test of the first Perek of Tehillim. V'schaber imayim kol minei chibur, the Rambam does not put in Hilchos Talmud Torah. So you learn a little bit less. I'm a balabas. It's not in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's in Hilchos Deis. And Deis means I can have the wrong Deis, then nothing works. And nothing is right. And my whole way of life is a travesty to Hashem. When it's in Hilchos Deis, it's Sakonos Nefashos. V'schaber imayim b'chol minei chibur. Bezus Hashem, if you have the right environment, it means that all the winds of the world cannot break you. And that's the Torah that you give over to the next generation, and the next generation, until Bias Goyal Tzedek v'meheira v'yameinu Amen.